91X News.
It's 13 degrees with light rain at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema. Students and teacher at an Ottawa high school are in shock after an 18-year-old student was killed in an explosion. Yesterday's blast in the auto shop also sent four students and a teacher to hospital, but their injuries are thought to be minor. Eric Layton died last night in hospital. He was to graduate in a few weeks. About a dozen students and a teacher were building barbecues in the shop when vapors from an empty 55-gallon oil drum ignited and blew up. Two Quinte West residents have been charged after a search warrant was executed yesterday. A Joint Forces Drug Enforcement team seized over $400,000 of marijuana at a Moyer Street West residence in the city of Quinte West. Kent and Nicole Swan of Quinte West were arrested and charged with possession and trafficking marijuana. The investigation is continuing. Four people are dead after the car in which they were riding crashed into a school bus 100 kilometers northwest of Winnipeg. Police say the car crossed the center line and crashed head-on with the bus, which was carrying the driver and 18 children. Three children from the bus are in a Winnipeg hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Prime Minister Stephen Harper and the rest of the G8 leaders wrap up 2 days of meetings today with the focus on aid to countries transitioning to democracies in the wake of uprisings. Stephanie Levatz has that.
The eight world leaders are expected to emerge from the summit today with a pledge of $20 billion. The money will flow through international development banks to help countries like Egypt and Tunisia, which overthrew their dictatorial regimes earlier this year. That's exactly the solution Prime Minister Stephen Harper was hoping for. While other G8 nations have also pledged bilateral aid, Harper says multilateral funding channels are better.
I think that's the best way to get a coordinated international response.
Canada has increased its contribution to several international aid banks by over $4 billion since 2009. Stephanie Levitz, The Canadian Press, Deauville.
Promised changes to Ontario liquor laws will take effect just in time for festival and patio season. The changes June 1st include allowing people to walk around at festivals with drinks instead of being confined to beer tents. Servers will be allowed to carry drinks on public sidewalks to licensed areas such as patios, and liquor hours for weddings and charity events are being extended until 2 a.m. Today promises to be the biggest moving day in the history of Alberta as thousands of residents forced from their homes by a wildfire north of Edmonton head back. Ken Trimble of the Canadian Press has more.
After being out for almost 2 weeks, about 7,000 people in Slave Lake can go home. Officials say the area is safe. Nearby forest fires are under control and the power and water are back on. The return won't be quick, though, as waits to clear checkpoints may last 3 hours. People must bring enough food and water for 3 days and fill any drug prescriptions ahead of time. They'll get cleaning supplies for their homes and garbage bins will be left at every driveway. Those whose homes were burned will stay with family or friends or at other locations until accommodations can be found. Ken Trimble, The Canadian Press, Edmonton.
While there is optimism in Joplin, Missouri, that the town will get back on its feet after Sunday's deadly tornado, there is deep despair among those who are still looking for their loved ones. Reporter Stephen Portnoy has that.
As this community begins to rebuild, there is still confusion over the list of the missing, some 230-odd names. The good news is we know it's not accurate. We found some of the people on that list alive and well. State officials plan to release a new list soon. Meanwhile, dozens of bodies continue to be held at a makeshift morgue, waiting to be identified through DNA and other forensic records. It's an agonizing wait for families of the dead.
Officials say many are probably safe, but fail to tell friends and family where they are. Cell phone service in Joplin remains spotty. Belleville's history will be moving back into town. QNET News reporter Jennifer Bowman says the project to acquire a new building has been in the works for a decade.
Unlock the Archives is working to raise just under $400,000 more to renovate the old Irish pub on Church Street into a showcase for Belleville's historical archives. The building will store thousands of documents, photos, and negatives, some of them dating back to the mid-1800s. Belleville Mayor Neil Ellis says the location of the new building will open up Belleville's history to more people.
With moving it back into the city, it's going to be great for not only proper storage, because the facility we have now lacks the proper storage. It's going to be great that people will be more accessible for anybody to go to.
Ellis says the $140,000 cost of maintaining the archives will be split between the city of Belleville and the county of Hastings. Jennifer Bowman, QNET News, Belleville.
Clearance sales are underway at many of the Canadian Blockbuster video stores that are closing their doors. The movie and video game rental chain will be shutting down 146 Canadian locations next month. A manager at one Toronto store says more than a dozen customers were hunting for bargains shortly after the store opened, but none of them had lined up to get there early. About 1,400 Blockbuster staff could lose their jobs in Canada, but the receiver in charge of selling the company has not given exact numbers. Ontario will have the most closures, but every province will lose at least one Blockbuster store. Blockbuster Canada is being sold off to pay $70 million U.S. in debt racked up by its former U.S. parent. That's 91X News to 1205. Sports is next.
Where are you going with that canoe?
To work.
Why are you taking that canoe to work?
I want to leave the car at home, save some money, do something good for the planet.
I'm proud you're taking responsibility for the damage that's been done to the planet, Dad, but why don't you take the bus?
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that. Since I can't find the paddles, I think I will take the bus. I'll just put this canoe back in the garage.
Leave the car and the canoe at home. Belleville Transit, wherever life takes you.
Matt Frazier and Cody Eakin both had two goals and an assist to rally the Kootenai Ice past the Owen Sound Attack 7-3 in the tiebreaker game at the Memorial Cup. Kootenai fell behind 2-0 after the first period, then scored six straight to set up a semifinal showdown tonight against the tournament host Mississauga St. Michael's Majors. The winner of tonight's game will face the St. John Sea Dogs in Sunday's final. The Boston and Tampa Bay Eastern Conference final will be decided tonight, with the winner playing in Vancouver next Wednesday. Canucks coach Alain Vigneault says he doesn't have a preference.
I think both those teams have got, you know, strong offensive elements. They both play a well-structured game, and they got, both those teams have got goaltenders that can make the difference in a game. So whoever we play, we'll get ready for and put our best game on the ice.
The Miami Heat are going to the NBA Finals to meet the team they beat for the title 5 years ago. LeBron James and Dwayne Wade each scored 8 points in a closing 18-3 run as Miami beat the Chicago Bulls 83-80 to clinch the Eastern Conference Final in 5 games. Miami will meet the Dallas Mavericks in the final starting Tuesday in South Beach. Chicago Bulls guard Derrick Rose says losing the series should be motivating for the team.
We're definitely sad that we lost, but if anything, we'll take a lot from it, where we'll get closer as a team, get better, and the only thing we could do now is work on our games in the summer and just try to get it next year.
17 years after coaching Canada to gold at the World Juniors Men's Hockey Championships in Red Deer, Alberta, Don Hay will be behind Canada's bench again. The Vancouver Giants head coach will try and reclaim gold at this year's tournament, which is in Alberta again, but in Calgary and Edmonton this time. Hay says the tournament has changed a lot since 1995.
You know, we know this event is really growing. It's gone from a 7,000-seat rink in Red Deer to 18,000 here in the Salle Dome and 17 up in Edmonton. So, you know, the fans are very passionate about the game all across Canada and especially here in Alberta.
The Chicago White Sox manufactured a pair of unearned runs in the ninth with the help of two errors, a wild pitch, a hit batsman, a stolen base, and an infield single to beat the Toronto Blue Jays 3-1. And the Boston Red Sox scored 14 runs for the second game in a row as they crushed Detroit 14-1 in a game shortened to 8 innings by rain. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports taking a look at your weather. Today, cloudy, 60% chance of showers and a high of 16. Tonight, cloudy with 60% chance of drizzle and a low of 13. Tomorrow, cloudy with 60% chance of drizzle in the morning, becoming sunny with cloudy periods late in the afternoon and a high of 21. And Sunday, cloudy with 30% chance of showers and a high of 24. At 12:09, it's 13 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.